I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Mom, I'm calling you and I out for being a little bit pathetic.
What we do?
You and I are so pathetic that, on average, I'm guessing, takes 30 seconds to pee. 30 seconds, maybe, on average,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Are we so thirsty for content that we can't even pee without looking at our phones at the same time? We were just doing that in the bathroom.
Wait. You hold your ding-a-ling in one hand and your phone in the other?
That's what I'm saying.
Every time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do that too.
Me too.
I was in the car with my wife Renee yesterday. We were traveling from North Carolina back to Georgia.
Peeing in the car is not a good idea, bro.
No. We stopped at a rest area, and she goes, oh, did you see the pictures my cousin posted? I'm like, yeah, I loved all of them while I was at the stall. It was like 8 pictures I hearted.
We're so afraid to be with our thoughts, I'll just speak for myself, or alone with downtime, that we can't even go 30 seconds while we're relieving ourselves, 30 seconds without having a phone in one hand.
I want to walk through this, seriously, because at any point...
Go show her.
At any point in time, the penis hand never touches the phone hand or the phone, correct?
No.
No.
Okay. No, we're talented.
Okay. Because it's... I mean, I use the phone when I'm in the bathroom, but not for number one, only for number two.
Yeah, I'm assuming most guys have almost had a near catastrophic event happened also where the phone starts to, it drops out of your hand and it's heading for the urinal and you do whatever you can to body check that thing before it falls into the urinal.
Slap it midair.
Slap it midair. Yeah. I've pressed my chest up.
Yeah.
So you and Mo, you're at the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
You're both standing there.
So we're next to each other, but there's a divider between the two of us.
Yes.
So
that's important. We're not touching shoulders.
Well, my shoulder would be hitting your hip. But so as I walk into the bathroom, I could see Mo, who selfishly takes the shorter urinal every time.
It's a thing.
It pisses me off.
Yeah. The moment I've realized that they're bothering him, I just keep doing it.
That's funny. Why would you want the shorter one?
Yeah, I don't. It's just funny.
Do you do the thing, though, where you like body your phone where like if somebody does come next to you that you're trying to like hide your phone but still look at it?
Wouldn't you rather hide, I don't know, your penis and not the phone?
I'm not embarrassed of my penis. I'm embarrassed what's on that phone.
Exactly.
I can't believe you guys just stand there with your in your hand and then your phone in the other.
Now, what Tommy is describing doesn't really, like, I wouldn't do it at a football game when we're in that trophy thing. I would never do it there. But because there is a divider between the two of us, Tommy is saying there's no need to hide my phone because he can't see it anyway.
Mine is FOMO related. I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. See, I feel like I didn't go to the bathroom enough because I missed that Aurora Borealis crap. I had no idea that was happening. I should have peed more.
What does one have to do with the other?
Because I would have looked at my phone and I would have saw, hey, tonight, look up in the sky.
That's why I do it, because I feel like I'm always missing out on emails or content. So to me, there's nothing else to do when you're using the bathroom. Like, that's the perfect time to check your emails or to check things and see what's going on.
Do you ever make eye contact with the man next to you?
No, that's a rule.
And
you don't do that.
And don't have the volume up on your phone, because otherwise, if a video starts playing, I'm like, ooh, and I try.
It's not easy to stop that stream. It's not easy. That hurts all the way around.
I have a strong prostate to do that.
So I got this DM I want to run by you guys here, okay? Because she kind of feels like she's being gaslit by her boyfriend. She says, I just found out that my boyfriend subscribes to a few OnlyFans accounts. And here is a kid warning. We're going to talk about some adult material here.
Oh, with OnlyFans? Shocker.
Yeah, right? she says, we've been dating each other for about 8 months, if that matters. He's been open with me about going to adult websites. I'm changing the word. Going to adult websites. He says he looks at it like once or twice a week. She says, which I don't even care about at all, actually. But, she writes, OF, OnlyFans, this def feels next level and like cheating, right? He says it's just interactive porn.
It's like the metaverse of porn.
Interactive porn. I say absolutely not. The interaction makes it cheating if they are chatting and he's telling her what to do. I feel like he's totally gaslighting me. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
1-855-BIRCHES.
She's not crazy at all.
She's not crazy.
That is 1,000% cheating. Mm-hmm. I don't even see how you can try to justify it not being cheating.
Well, it's like, what's the difference? If you were interacting with any other woman via text messages, if you were sexting or exchanging any kind of spicy messages, in any other context, we would consider that infidelity. So it doesn't make a difference just because you're paying her bills, whoever this girl is.
So I'm just going to play defense attorney here just for the sake of debate, because I think we're all on the same page that it's cheating. So I'm a defense attorney and I'm getting paid to stick up for this guy. Look, he's never going to meet her. They are never going to do anything except he's going to tell her what to do. And she is going to do what she's going to do on a screen somewhere. And they're never going to meet each other. They're not texting each other or anything, meeting up on a website. So how is it that different than just going online and watching a video of two people doing it?
Yes. If you're communicating with said person in the video, that is very different. Like, I don't see how he's even able to justify that this shouldn't be counted as infidelity. You are communicating with another person in an adult manner, and if you are having interactions with that person, that is infidelity. I don't care if they are a professional. Like, you know, how we talk about the, you know, you have a hall pass or whatever, or the gimme, and it's like a celebrity because, you know, you're never going to like run into them. But if you do run into them and it does happen, it still counts as infidelity.
Yeah, the interaction changes everything for me. You can almost debate that in just watching it is similar to just watching a movie. But it's not the same the moment that you can interact with the people in that movie. It changes everything because then the possibilities are endless at that point because you say they'll never meet. How do you know that? How do you know that won't lead to this, that won't lead to that? The interaction is what, for me, would be off the table at all costs.
So let's say it's just physical. Again, I'm playing defense attorney. I'm not sticking up for this person at all. I do think it's cheating.
Hope you're getting paid well because you're doing a very good job.
This is. I'm just trying to keep this thing going a little bit. Okay, so they're not talking about anything within their relationships. He is not revealing anything emotional. This is strictly a business transaction. This is what I want you to do. She does it from afar, online. She gets paid. Business deal over.
To me, I feel like in a relationship, if you're using an adult website, to me, that already kind of walks the fine line of cheating, because I've just personally never understood why, if you have a real person to do those things with, why you would choose the internet over them.
She says it doesn't bother her, though. She knows about those sites and she's fine. Doesn't need to make sense to anybody else.
But this is my opinion. I'm giving my opinion about how I feel about adult websites and relationships. So for me, the reason why I think, even if you're interacting, to me, it just adds another layer of this feels like it's not just something you're doing to get your rocks off. It feels like a relationship. You're starting a conversation that, okay, sure, it's a shallow relationship. Sure, it's not a friendship, but there's still interaction there, which is by definition the start of some kind of relationship.
I will say this, though, in thinking about it, if you're okay with your significant other going to a strip club, then this probably is not much different.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about those.
You're a better defense attorney than I am. Okay.
Right? Like, it's.
And that's in person. Yeah. So it would seem to me to be way more dangerous than an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a dance, not a conversation. You can
converse in that position.
It's both.
Yeah, you can converse.
It ain't converse.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. What are you doing at the strip club? Because I don't know if in some people's friend circles, they just go to strip clubs because they got good lemon pepper wings. Like, it's just like a good environment to be around.
Hey, don't sleep on lemon pepper at Magic City. Fire. Do not.
Fire.
Like, if you're just going to sit and being in the environment and watch people dance, that's one thing. But if you're consistently getting like lap dances, or if you're getting a little touchy-feely because you slipped them an extra 100, you know, that to me ups the ante and then starts that relationship.
Abby, should our next restaurant review for Two Girls One Review be Magic City?
You will not be disappointed, I am telling you.
Absolutely.
Are people going to look at us a little sideways when we two walk in?
For a second. Yeah. They'll warm up to
it. They'll be like, got money? Okay, come on in.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, that restaurant at Cheetah has a hell of a reputation also, man. It's supposed to be like high level, man.
I might make a special Two Girls, One Review appearance if you guys.
The Burt Show.